I suppose you're right. Come on, let's go back to the car.
The travelers walk quickly toward the car, which is about 25 steps away. The boy remains silent, gazing at them intently. He keeps watching their movements while he calls to them in a loud voice.
Hey, mister, you can get to town in 45 minutes.
Oh, then you're not deaf after all.
No, of course not.
Then why didn't you answer us before?
How could I answer you without knowing how fast you walked?
The excessive bill. Once a man received an exorbitant bill for legal services. He considered the amount excessive, so he went right to the lawyer's office. As I understand it, the conversation went like this.
Is this really my bill?
Isn't this your name on the bill?
Yes.
Who handled it?
One of your secretaries, the tall one with blonde hair.
Yes, Miss Thompson. She's very accurate. There's no doubt that the bill is correct.
But this bill is too much for the services I received from your office. I didn't even have the professional services of a real lawyer.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. Here, the charge is the same, whether I do the work personally or a secretary takes care of a routine matter such as yours.
But it's too much.
Sir, you take care of your business, and I'll take care of mine.
Obviously, you don't know who I am.
And who are you, sir?
Now I understand this exorbitant bill.
What do you mean?
Simply that I belong to the same profession as you do.
Oh, well, then there was an oversight. My secretary didn't make a note of that fact. I'm very sorry about the mistake.
Oh, that's all right. Well, it could happen to anyone.
So you're a member of my profession, eh? Well, in that case, I'll give you a discount of 75%.
That's better. Now that the bill is for a reasonable sum, I'll pay it right away. Here's the money.
Thank you very much. I hope that you'll forgive this mistake.
Naturally.
After taking the money, the lawyer sees his client to the door with great respect and courtesy and says,
Well, tell me, friend, where is your office?
Oh, I don't have an office.
But you just told me that you had the same profession as I do.
Yes, I did. I'm a thief, too.
The hayseed and the taxi driver. It's a dark, cold, dreary, rainy night. The taxi driver hasn't had a single fare all day. When he goes by the entrance of the main railway station, he sees a young man from the country coming out carrying two suitcases. Aha, thinks the taxi driver. Here's an opportunity to make up for the rest of this bad day. He quickly parks the taxi and opens the door.
Where do you want to go, sir?
To the Continental Hotel.
When the taxi driver hears that, his hopes of a profitable trip vanish. The Continental Hotel is scarcely two blocks away. The most the hayseed will give him is 50 cents, which is the minimum fare. Only 50 cents. What bad luck. Then, the idea of taking his passenger by a longer route occurs to him. A route that goes all around the city and then back to the Continental Hotel. This he does, and after a long time, the taxi finally arrives at the entrance to the hotel.
You owe me $15, sir.
What? $15? Do you take me for a fool? You trying to cheat me.